Art of Molecule Podcast.
Welcome to our audio logbook from the 74th edition of the Locarno Film Festival. For the second time, the NCCR Molecular Systems Engineering in Switzerland participated in the festival's so-called Basecamp Laboratory of Ideas, a truly unique and special cooperation. A group of five young researchers from ETH Zurich and the University of Basel met, discussed, and worked with audiovisual artists from around the world, allowing them to improve their science communication skills and to take a huge leap out of conventional scientific-in-the-box thinking. Amongst many other things, our researchers were asked to record a daily audio logbook about their Locarno experience, using their mobile phones as a recording device. In this Art of Molecule podcast, Beichen Gao invites you to follow him on his 10-day base camp journey. Beichen is a PhD student in Professor Cy Reddy's group at the Department of Biosystem Science and Engineering of ETH Zurich. So Beichen, tell us all about your base camp experience at the 74th Locarno Film Festival.
BHN reporting in here from, well, not just the first day and a half here at Basecamp. It's been quite hectic trying to get settled in. There's creativity everywhere. I'm in a dark, well, damp room in the basement, and at first I thought there would be nothing on the walls here, but now as I look, there are old photos from maybe 2019. There's a poem, Je suis venu à l'Azad. There's all sorts of little secrets hidden in the corners. It's crazy. It's like a whirlwind of creativity. As in another room, there's art plastering the walls. On the main floor, there's short films playing on a loop. And I mean, top floor where we're all staying, everyone's chatting to each other about their favorite films or what they do. It's crazy. I mean, even as scientists, we get to talk about what we do in just sort of creative ways. I've officially started to say that I work in protein design instead of engineering. Seems to translate better. And the craziest thing is there's a lot of languages being spoken here. Our brain's breaking a little bit sometimes, having to switch from listening to Italian to trying to speak a little bit of French and hearing German and speaking English. It's fascinating. I don't know what language is going to come out of my mouth most of the time. Yeah, the more I look around, it's crazy how big of an undertaking this must have been to get Basecamp off the ground. And I'm excited to see what ideas pop up in the next few days. I mean, there's already talks about growing bacteria. If I can get the media here on time, let's see where that goes.
So what did we get up to on day two? Well, it's great. We had some time to get settled in, and the weather was a lot nicer. And we started to get some of our own projects off the ground. So a lot of us, we had brought some interesting scientific pictures with us, and we thought we could put those up as a way of showing what we do in our art and our perspectives, and also as a way of perhaps engaging with these other creatives that are here and to have their invite their interpretation of it. So we started to put things in place to be able to do that, getting a whiteboard, whatnot. And also, it led to some interesting conversations. So, I mean, I had previously talked about how there's this sort of bacteria project that was tossed around, where I would bring some of my bacterial medium and some plates, and you know, invite some of these artists here to explore and to play with it, with environmental bacterial cultures, and whatnot, or perhaps, you know, as a live growing experiment. And here it was interesting to see how they perceived things, because one of the talking points, one of the questions was, well, if we're taking bacteria that's from, you know, from the garden on things that we eat every single day, why is it that we still have to be careful when we're working with it? As scientists and as molecular biologists, we're trained to treat everything in sterile culture. And I've never really had to think about this question before, because it was so obvious to us. But I had to explain to them, you know, there's technically harmful bacteria everywhere. It's just when they're present in low amounts out in the wild, because it's not perfect conditions for them to grow, it's not so bad. We can fight it off if there's, you know, 10 to 100 copies of a certain dangerous strain of bacteria. But now when we take that and we put it into bacterial culture where they thrive, you end up having millions or billions of copies of this, this bacteria per milliliter of liquid culture. And that's when it starts to get dangerous, because it's so highly concentrated that our bodies can't defend us anymore from that. And that's why we still have to be careful. And to me, it was interesting, because I can understand their train of thought. There's healthy bacteria and there's dangerous bacteria. But it's a bit more than that, right? We can have bacteria is healthy in certain amounts. Not only is it certain species, but only certain amounts of bacteria. If there's too much, if there's an imbalance, that's sometimes what causes you know, infections like E. coli. E. coli is present in all of our guts, but we're told, even in Canada, we're told not to go swimming after the rain because there can be an E. coli bloom. And so that can be dangerous because it causes upset stomachs and diarrhea and all of these other symptoms, even though there's still the exact same strain that we also have inside of us. So it's just a great example to show. I mean, I've never thought about it that way before, and just the disparity between how we as scientists and those others in the creative field might approach the same topic, the same subject. So it's fascinating. Let's see how things go, and let's see what day 3 brings. We'll keep you all updated. It's day 4 now, but a good time to talk about the third day of base camp. Pretty sure my experience was a little bit different than the other base campers, since I spent most of the day traveling back to Basel and back again to bring back some bacterial media and some plates for the potential project here. It's that bacteria growth project that I've been talking about in a few of the past logs. I guess it's nice. It's nice that projects are finally starting to get off the ground, and I feel like I'm starting to talk with the other creatives here. And we've moved beyond the stage of, you know, what are you interested in? What do you do? To more talking about some ideas and being able to maybe talk a bit more in depth, beyond that, into something more substantial, like collaborations, like projects, like exploring different ideas, which is really cool. And an observation I've noticed here is there seems to be a little bit of a divide between groups. I mean, there's definitely the younger crowd who are enjoying the movies and who are just here enjoying each other's company, and they do have, you know, some conversations about about what they would like to do and what they think is interesting. And then there's those who are a little bit older, a bit more experienced, and they're definitely attending more of the workshops to really learn how to do something. They spend their days exploring, I think, setting up different kinds of techniques, or they're really the ones that are working on projects. So it's cool. It's cool to see both groups and to understand how they work together or apart and contribute to the whole culture here. I kind of wish I had some time to explore Locarno yesterday. The weather was nice. It's a bit rainy and cloudy today. You kind of sometimes have to do what you have to do to get projects off the ground. And I hope with the media here, there's, you know, a nice injection of science into the base camp experience. So let's see how that goes.
Art of Molecule Podcast.
Yesterday was a pretty rainy day. It didn't feel like I immediately wanted to go out and explore. But then again, it's also because I just came back from Basel the night before and was a little bit tired. So actually what I decided to do was to go downstairs to this office area where, you know, some of the other base campers who had projects spent their day working. Dropped off the stuff that I brought, and everyone was super, super interested. I mean, we were trying to tell them about what was in the plates and how the bacteria was growing, and they really, really wanted to know what was, like, the specific composition. Well, not specific, but it was just, there were some sugars and salts in there. What kind of sugar, what kind of salt? So there... The curiosity is there from all of them, which really kept the conversation flowing nicely. And, you know, in return, I talked to... There were three of them working there about their projects, and one was really focused on exploring how animation was affected by different mediums. So he was basically drawing a flip book, but using a pen, using chalk, using sort of these oil crayons from like Calandash. He showed me, they looked really nice. And sort of when he turns it into an animation, he's curious how it changes the meaning and the tone and the feel of the animation itself. There's another young lady who brought I think it was, she was at the moment attaching, weaving string through almost like a frame that has nails nailed around the side, which was really cool. And I talked to her, and she's doing making a collage out of recycled clothing, which is very interesting. And finally, there was someone else who had brought in like almost like a small magazine where they had gone into different artists' ateliers and combined the technology of virtual reality and had basically a 3D scan of their atelier, and the artist would put on a headset, and then they would use these sort of VR implements to also draw digitally around their the digital form of their atelier. So it was kind of like, you know, it was overlapping with the digital world and the real world, which was fascinating. So when I was talking to them, I sort of started to get an inspiration about how to bring these things together, which was when that big spark happened. And they thought, you know what, I have these plates. What they're bringing with them, especially the young lady who's working with recycled clothing, will have unique... hopefully unique bacterial species. They're coming from all over Switzerland, And we don't expect to find the same kind of bacteria as we do in a particular room in base camp. So wouldn't it be cool if we could get a sample from each artist and just put it into the LB agar plates and see what grows? And it becomes a collaborative work, right? So that was the idea. And now we just have to, I guess, push forward with it. On to day five and to get this off the ground. All right, Bei Chen reporting in on day six, recording four, log day five. I found actually now it's nice to be able to do the audio log for the previous day, the day after, because at night there's some time to think and to digest what happened throughout the day. So maybe this will be a more common occurrence going forwards. Day five was nice, but it was a very relaxing day actually. I woke up that morning and realized I was quite tired. I mean, 5 days in, and you know, I realized that we've always been kind of on, looking for people to talk to, looking for projects, and I mean, for us, we want to collaborate, and we're always scouting out for people that we can work with and interesting projects that we can interact with, and you know, and at base camp, it's such a crazy atmosphere that it's lively. That's for sure. It's exciting, but there's something to be said about a place that never really stops. Which then was really nice to have that little break on Sunday. You know, the usual flow for the last little while has been wake up, start talking to people at breakfast, and start maybe planning for our day after breakfast, and then going out and not only looking for movies to watch, but also looking for interesting things around the Locarno Film Festival that we can talk about, or that we can include in our own daily logs, or you know, to inspire our posts and whatnot. And then when we come back at night, it's a party again. There's all kinds of workshops and other events. There are panels that are invited to give talks about, you know, filmmaking techniques or how to get your film selected for a movie. And then we go to bed, and the same thing repeats the next day and the next day. And it feels like, you know, it's one thing after another, after another, after another. So yesterday it was a good break. Also partially because one of our plans fell through. We were told by the organizers it wasn't a great time to have our bioscience project at midnight on a Sunday, as most people will either be out for another big event in Locarno or probably resting, as we found out last night. It was super quiet at base camp. Nothing was happening, so I think everybody took that day off. So yesterday was nice for me to go and explore Locarno a bit, and went up the mountains and sat up there and was able to get a nice bird's eye view of the festival and appreciate the city from a different point of view. Do some sketching, and feels like I recuperated my creative juices a little bit. So all in all, it was a good day. There wasn't too much film festival involved. Well, I did watch a few shorts, which were also fascinating. But it was necessary, I think, to prepare for the week ahead. And actually, I can't wait to see what today, Monday, day six, holds, especially tonight when we get back to base camp. Oh.
Day six was, I guess the best way to call it, it's the day that everything really came together at base camp. You know, after we've arrived, we were really trying to get to know people and connect with them. And we did our first impressions project, which went over quite well and started a few conversations. But yesterday night, that was when we did the sample collections for the base camp bioscience project, short for biosignatures, where, you know, we were actively inviting artists and, you know, creatives and other base campers to bring something that's personal and valuable to them and work with us together to put it onto a bacterial LB agar plate and see what grows. And it was amazing. We did this late at night, and it was one of those things where, you know, it starts off with one or two people, and then people walk by the door and they want to know what's happening, and so they come look, and it just naturally builds up and formed this amazing chance to have all of us have a conversation with others about specifically what we do, and also teach them some things about science. And, you know, there was a sort of this amazing series of moments that was always happening every time we talked to someone, that at first they would look really confused as to what we wanted to do with this project. And then as we slowly explain it to them, they start to understand a little bit more, and you can see this sort of confusion leave their face. And then once we invite them to participate and, you know, be the artist who's collaborating with us, then they get super excited and their faces just light up, and they can't stop asking questions about, you know, how long does it take for the bacteria to grow? Do I come see it tomorrow? Do I come see it the day after? What's going to grow? Do you know this? Is it going to be different? Why is it different? Like, it would just be these streams of questions that are coming at us. And, you know, the conversations didn't stop there. There was a party later that night, and I think all of us felt it, that for the first time we were, you know, we were kind of accepted into base camp. Because as these conversations happened, I think a lot of them started to not only see us as the, you know, the scientists who just happened to be there, but they started to appreciate us for our artistic tendencies too. Because during that time, we were using their language. We were trying to explain it as a, you know, a performance piece, or that this is your art. We would call the dish the canvas. So it was great. It was great for a night of connections. And there will hopefully be more follow-up tonight. There's going to be another party. And I hope these conversations really do continue for the rest of base camp. Especially, I think it'll help out with the others when they're trying to get some interviews going and trying to get some base campers involved in that project as well. So let's see what this week brings. So this is Beichen here, reporting in for the day 7 audio log of base camp. Let's see, what were the big things that happened? I mean, now sometimes it's becoming a bit of a blur, just because there's always movies to watch, and, you know, every day we start our day by looking at how the biosigns are growing, which they are growing. It's amazing already to see things on the plate. And, you know, we're getting a lot more... not more interest from everyone now. Like I said, even from the night of day 6, after everyone started interacting with us, it's nice we were able to keep those conversations going, And I think really the biggest highlight that's worth talking about would be probably the party that was happening here late at night. Quite a big party that included almost everyone at the Locarno Film Festival. So of course, all of us were a little bit hesitant with the safety measures. I mean, there's nothing that we can do. We've all accepted the risks and, you know, to be here. And of course, it's not like we can not live or to not participate in these things. Well, we can, but it would be a bit of a shame to miss out on these chances. So, of course, a few of us went down and really tried to stay away from the bigger crowds. Well, at least I personally tried, and we kept our masks on for as much as possible. So, you know, still being safety-minded. We were able to have quite a few nice conversations. I mean, one that stands out in my mind is Livio, he's actually a student in political science, who's really just helping out as part of the Basecamp team with, you know, reception and event planning. I really got to chat with him over a drink, and he was telling me about how, you know, there's a bit of an envy almost for a scientist that we can, you know, science is something that's something that you can really study in most universities without, every university wants to have a few science labs and to be publishing research. For him to be in political sciences, he almost feels like he needs to get out of Ticino and get out of his home region in order to have the right kind of experience, the right kind of education that would really help him in the long run. And I told him, I mean, yeah, I guess it's more similar than he thinks, right? For us scientists as well, we're always trying to go somewhere different, to involve ourselves in different groups, in different settings. I mean, this is why we're here. Some of us scientists, based on our research interests or our own interests for professional development, we're here at Basecamp. We're looking to learn from other people. So it's almost a common thing between all of us. If you want to learn something new, you have to really get out of, well, now that I'm about to say it, it sounds obvious, but to get out of your comfort zone. Yeah, that was an interesting interaction. It wasn't at all with an artist or a filmmaker. It was, you know, it was also with someone coming from a different background with a unique perspective that's maybe not always shared by those at Basecamp with the creatives. So that was great. That was a cool memory. And let's see. Hopefully we'll have more of these conversations as the days goes on for these last few days of Basecamp. So Beijin here reporting in for the day 8 audio log. Basecamp's going well. There's still so much to do, and it feels like every night it's, you know, changing its identity, and there's something new happening and new workshops to do. But I think the biggest thing I noticed today was for the last few days, there's been some work that I've had to do for the lab back home, back in Basel. And it's also been a new kind of challenge having to go between both, you know, being a science communicator and trying to come up with analogies in terms of art and film that people here at Basecamp would understand and to continue discussions that way. But then also have to think like a true scientist and be able to get into using those technical terms that I worked, I mean, for the last week to avoid using in my writing, in my vocabulary.
I mean, earlier today we had a meeting, a call with, you know, the team that's on a project from back home. And it was a bit jarring to hear everyone use these technical terms in kind of in rapid succession. I mean, it was good. I could still keep up with the discussion, but for sure I could feel as if the gears in my head were kind of clashing against each other and crunching, and you can sort of feel this this sort of tension. Like it wasn't so well oiled anymore, and it just took me a little bit longer to get through the information. So this is a completely new feeling to me. I mean, I've never had to really. Maybe it's the context. Maybe it's the fact that I'm in base camp and I've formed this mental association that I should talk and speak a certain way, and then having to so rapidly adjust to that is what's causing me to feel this way. And it's interesting. I guess you can say it's another one of these experiences that, you know, doing something like base camp would give us scientists to experience, because this is new for me. And you know what, I'm also interested to see how these next few days go, as I still need to be doing some work for that, as well as working on the projects here in base camp and trying to enjoy a little bit of the film festival as well. So that's it. That's really the biggest update, biggest thing that I've noticed now. And let's see how these next few days go. Hello. Good afternoon. Bei Chen here, reporting in on day 9 of base camp. So besides juggling some work with everything we're doing here, it's been all right. I mean, I would be kidding if I said it was so simple and so easy, but you know what? I'm embracing the challenge, and it's kind of fun to go between both roles now. I mean, if you really do embrace it. So I really like that, or starting to like it. But in terms of other things that's been happening at base camp, something else that's been on my mind lately, thanks to some of the excellent workshops that we've had, there was one 2 nights ago by Jan from... He won the Academy Award for special effects on Blade Runner, the recent Blade Runner movie. And also we had a workshop last night about, you know, zero budget workshops and how we can make the most using our creativity. And it's been kind of interesting because both, maybe a common theme that's run through both of these talks is really utilizing a platform that lets you, you know, do some practice to improve your skills. So, for example, Jan showed us there was a special effects artist who had a green screen in his own room and pretty much just made his own short movie that was, you know, super sci-fi and futuristic using Blender, which is just free software. I mean, there's a lot of other industry level softwares that I'm sure, but he was able to do that for free and also uploaded a bunch of, you know, different tutorials on YouTube and whatnot, showing how he's done it. So in a way, passing on that knowledge that he's gained. And I mean, that technically can be called zero budget. I mean, he had a green screen and everything, but it was a lot cheaper than, you know, industry level productions.
And similarly, there was Hubert, who's a photographer from Paris. During lockdown, he had this sort of idea where he made a costume every day out of things scattered around his flat, his house. And I think at the end, he made like 50-something costumes and took a photograph each day. And the way that he talked about it, and you can even see it in the photos, is, you know, he took that time to explore and experiment and test out new methods. And in that sense, his platform was also just social media or being able to post things online to get some feedback. And it kind of got me wondering, like, in science, why can we do this? Why is it so difficult? I mean, of course, we don't want to publicly talk about our exact research projects because we're always worried that we might get scooped. But is this why science communication sometimes is so poor in science by the researchers? I mean, is this maybe this is the crucial thing that's holding us back? And what if we had more platforms that, I don't know. I mean, BioArchive is a good start because there are already, you know, papers that are interesting that are maybe not yet fit for publication, but people are already uploading results up there. You know, there's also negative results papers now and journals where you can publish negative results. But I wish there was a way outside of conferences for us to make what we do, especially even, you know, individual experiments, to make this more publicly accessible. And I mean, it's a question, I don't have an answer for it, but it's definitely worth thinking about, right? For anyone who's listening to this, I think you would also agree it would be nice to give scientists, even those who are studying, a way to talk more about what they've been doing. Do we use something like YouTube? I'm not sure. Is there a scientific YouTube? Can that be made? I don't know. But it's worth thinking about, right? Anyways, that's the thought for today. And I'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Bei Chen here, reporting in on day 10, the last full day of base camp. It's been looking back on it, it's been crazy. The first few days felt super, super long and packed, and we were all confused and not sure what to do. And I would say the last 6 days felt like they went by really, really quickly once we got more established into a routine. And it's been an amazing time. I mean, I'm really happy that, you know, NCCR and this Art of Molecule project was able to get us here. Today has just been really chatting with all the artists that I've seen working around Basecamp throughout these days. We finally get to see them show off their final projects, which was great. I mean, one of them ended up making a video that's now playing on loop, and a few others now have installations and art pieces that are being displayed around. And finally, you're seeing these artists finally being able to show off their projects, and they're also really excited to talk about it. So it was great. It was good to see their passion. And I mean, already we've had some talks before with Nikki, with Linda, so these are a few of them here. But now they can, similar to what we've been doing, they can actually point to physical things there and tell us, oh, what they had struggled with, what was interesting, what was fun, what they're curious about doing next. So it feels nice. It feels like a culmination of of all the relationships that maybe we've worked on these last few days in the past. And really at the end, I'm hoping we make some lasting connections. I got all of their contact informations and Biosigns. Oh, also Biosigns is going great. The plates are completely full. Well, not completely, but there's definitely things on each and every one of them. And I'm sure some of you will see when we post them up on the website and share it with the world. But many of them, these artists contributed to the Biosigns project, and they're all really eager to hear about how things turn out and how things develop. So I'm hoping that this is something that's, you know, a lasting connection and can potentially lead to collaborations. What else? Also, as a, you know, as a sign of everything culminating and coming to an end, today there was a feast of all of the things that we had made earlier on in a fermentation workshop, and things tasted surprisingly good. To be honest, I didn't know what to expect. I think all of us scientists were really, really hesitant about it because we saw how people were working with it and it wasn't under sterile conditions. But then again, fermenting just uses bacteria. So maybe we were being a little bit too scientific and we should have embraced the art of it. But that was a great dinner. I mean, I'm making this recording while being a little bit sad because I've decided to leave a day early just because checkout times and whatnot really didn't seem like it was worth it all that much to stay an extra day, unfortunately. There's still part of me that struggles because I want to stay and I want to talk to these friends that I've made in the last few, over the course of the last few days, but again, there are things calling me home and I have to go back and prepare for my upcoming trips that are coming up next. But overall, it's been great and I'm going to be going back super inspired with a ton of ideas in my head. And hopefully, again, with more connections now to the creative world that I can draw on for some other future projects and ideas that I have. So it's been great. It's been great making these logs, chatting with everybody. I don't know who's listening, but thank you for staying with us for the last 10 days. And yeah, can't wait to see what we make next.
This was Beichen Gao's Art of Molecule Logbook from the 74th edition of Locarno Film Festival. For more information, check our website artofmolecule.com and follow us on our social media channels. Oh,